This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With me, Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, boo.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer, and I am so thrilled to have in the studio today one of my favorite actors. You know her from Dairy Girls, from Bridgerton, and she has a new show coming out that we're going to get into a little bit called Big Mood that you are definitely going to want to check out. Please welcome to the show, Nicola Coughlin.
Oh, thank you for having me. That was such a lovely intro.
Aww.
I love you already.
I'm so excited to have you here today. I should mention, before we get into it, the most important reason that you're here with us today is that you also are a Bravo
super
aficionado.
Fan. Massively so. It's really funny. I used to think that I would not be into it. And it was only during lockdown, my sister was like, you're going to start watching Real Housewives. I was like, I don't think I like that show. I think they're like too mean. And then I went hook, line, and sinker. Full in. Like, New York is my favorite.
Yes.
That's like my all time up there. But then I watch like Salt Lake City, which I really love, Beverly Hills, Atlanta, New Jersey. So I've not done them all.
You're like pretty in there though.
I'm pretty
you
in
just
there.
Listed five
true,
shows.
True. I'm like, I'm not an expert except for these five.
You're like,
and then I got into Vanderpump very heavily when I was filming Big Mood.
When you were filming Big Mood, okay.
The whole cast are like deeply obsessed with it. Two of the boys, Eamon Farron and Rob Gilbert, were like, have you seen Vanderpump? I was like, no, I just like Real Housewives. I don't like anything. I don't like any spinoffs. And then I'm so nosy that I heard about Scandoval. And I was like, okay, I have to watch all 10 seasons of this. So we just like talked about nothing else on set. Because the show gets quite dark, Big Mood. So we had to like lighten the mood. And that was our lighten the mood show.
That is so interesting. I was going to talk about, I feel like with Big Mood in particular, obviously you've done a lot of different types of shows now. Big Mood, it kind of, you meet it and you feel like it's a comedy. And it is. It's very funny. And then there's a lot of heavier stuff that comes into it over the course of the season. There's a lot of mental health exploration and, you know, kind of trouble with friendships and parental relationships. There's a lot of different things going on. So watching Vanderpump and talking about it between takes seems
it was perfect. Necessary. You know, I think it's a kind of show that like Big Mood sort of wrong foots you. Because I think in the first episode, you meet my character Maggie and you're like, she's such a fun, zany girl doing this stuff. She goes back to her old school to try and like hook up with her teacher. And you're like, yay. And then at the end of the episode, you go, oh, she's manic, you know.
It's a little bit of darkness.
It's a little dark. So it's funny because a term that hasn't been used in a few years, but it's more like a dramedy.
Yes.
Like it's a bit of a meld of both because it starts off like a funny show with slightly dark bits. And in the end, it's a dark show with some funny bits. It goes on a journey.
I feel like now we get a lot of shows that are like, quote unquote, comedies.
Yeah.
But they're like an hour long and pretty serious.
Yeah. No, it's pretty serious.
But this is like, it's like the episodes are quick. You do laugh a lot, but then it's like, there's a lot of layers there.
100%. Like Camilla, she's been one of my best friends for like 15 years who created the show and she's so funny. So, so funny. She's also a Bravo super fan. So, as I said, it's very melded into the, like actually in, there's a scene, if you watch, it's episode 2. My character Maggie has a surprise birthday party thrown for her without her want or need.
My worst nightmare.
Yeah, absolutely. She hasn't, you know, washed her underwear in 3 days. She's got greasy hair. She looks awful. And it's a Love Actually theme party in which they dress her up as Laura Linney's brother who has a mental illness. But there's a scene in which she locks herself in a toilet. And we had to, when we went that day onto a set, they'd built the toilet and it just looked too clean. So Camilla was like, can we graffiti it a little bit more? There's so much Bravo-centric graffiti in that toilet. So if you're an eagle-eyed Bravo fan, so there's I Am the Devil and Don't You Forget It from Stassi. There's I Have a Taste for Luxury and Luxury is a Taste for Me, Sonia Morgan. My favorite housewife.
That's incredible.
So there's a bunch of Bravo themed. There's more than that in there, but yeah, you can have a look. See, can you spot it?
Was Camilla in there with a list? She's like, can you paint that over there?
No, she was annoyed. She was like, I wanted like hardcore East London pub graffiti, but everyone is so camp here that I was like, what about this coat from Sonia? I think International Lifestyle Brand is on there somewhere as well.
That is like so niche. I am gonna go back. Like you'll see that on our like social media when the show comes out. That's amazing.
Yeah, that was all that was on my brain at that time. Because you know, you're playing this like really dark moments, this character, and she's, you know, very depressed and bipolar. And I was like, but for me, it's all about Bravo in my head right now. So that's what's going on the wall.
I'm worried about what's going on in Salt Lake.
I know. I've ordered my Sony Morgan toaster oven and it has not arrived.
You're a few years late on the shipping.
A few years list. Late, I know.
Wait, so you said that you were like a pandemic era Housewives fan. What was your kind of reality TV background prior to that? Because I know you grew up in Ireland. You lived in the UK. Were you watching like American reality shows?
Oh, yeah.
When you were younger?
I was. I think the first one that I got into was like Pop Stars. Was it just Pop Stars in Ireland? Which there was like a famous like cheating scandal in it.
Oh.
So it's basically how, I've told the story a million times, but it's how I learned my accent from Derry Girls.
Okay.
Because there was a girl called Nadine Coyle. Do you know the band Girls Aloud? Have they traveled up to the States? Yeah. So she...
TBD, but yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. Because you're cultured. You know it.
Whatever.
Yeah. So Nadine Coyle from Girls Aloud was in the Irish Pop Stars and she lied about her age.
Yes.
And it was this famous thing where her, you know, she was looking for a passport and all of this. So that was like my first reality TV scandal. And I was like, I love this. Mm-hmm. But then I got like snobby. Like I was like, no, I don't. I just watch art house movies and I don't watch that. And my sister was about to have her first baby and she started watching The Hills. And I was like, I actually don't like reality television. I actually just don't. I probably just read books. I don't know if you've heard of books. And then she was like, just watch The Hills with me and shut up. And I was like, fine. And then obviously I was obsessed. And then The City and then all of those. Like I didn't have MTV for like Laguna Beach, but like hardcore Drag Race fan also.
Yeah.
And this like many, many, many years ago, like before, like I think like 12 years ago I was watching it. So I used to go to a lot of like the really crappy clubs in London that the queens would come to and I'd go on my own, like no problem. So
I remember Drag Race before it became like the phenomenon was so funny because like the budget was low.
Yeah.
The cameras weren't that high def.
I know.
Like, it was like everybody's just kind of like putting their stuff together and now it's like so crazy.
I know, it's slick now. But yeah, seasons 4, 5, and 6 of Drag Race, like they're just in my heart. Like Will and Belli and like, you know, Jinx Monsoon. I love Adore. Also Adore just currently looks so gorgeous.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm so happy for her.
I see Adore. Adore will come up on like TikTok Live.
I know.
And I'm just like, why am I watching this for 20 minutes?
I know, but she's done that for some time as well. Yeah. She used to like get stoned on TikTok, on like Instagram Live back in the day. And yeah, but she just, yeah, I'm just happy for her. And I'm just, yeah, she's so funny. I still say like, it's very that. And that's so Adore. Yeah.
Do you follow like Housewives and stuff on social media?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Who's your most interesting follow?
I really enjoy Lisa Barlow.
Yes.
She just cracks me up. It's the voice. I've mentioned this in another interview, but there's a girl on TikTok who does impressions of her.
Doing theater monologues.
So
I think her name is Rachel. And
yeah, she's amazing.
Does, like, Lisa Barlow auditions for Our Town. Or like Lisa Barlow does a Dune
She
monologue.
Did one. She did a Bridgerton one. It's like,
oh my God.
You're only angry because you did nothing and I did everything and you can't see that. Like, I love it so much. It just, but it's so niche that there's like two people in my life that would appreciate this.
Yes.
But it's so good. Yeah, Lisa You're really like, cracks me up.
The Venn diagram for like A Doll's House and Lisa Barlow.
I know. I was like, you've hit both of my sweet spots. Like, great. Perfect. Yeah. I love as well, who do I love? The Countess.
Yeah.
I saw you had the Countess here in your, I mean, mega.
Have you met Housewives? Like what's your...
I've met, okay, not that many. I have a really funny story about meeting Housewife actually.
Okay.
So I'm a big fan of SNL and I've been lucky enough to go and watch in the audience a couple of times. And there was one time, I think it was December 23, so not that long ago, we were leaving 30 Rock to go to the after party. And they have like some cars lined up to take guests to go to the party. And then there's people waiting outside for autographs, whatever. I was waiting for the car and I just heard someone go, Nicola. I turned. Sutton Strack is in the autograph queue. And I just turned, and we've never met, mind you. And I went, yes. Sutton? And I went over it. She was there. And I was like, why are you, what are you, what's going on? It was just like a sensory overload. And she was like, I was at dinner and I saw this queue and I said to my driver, I'm going to jump out. And I'm going to, she just jumped out, just joined a queue just for autographs. And I was like, I love this. And then I was like, and then I had these leather boots. And she was like, what are you doing in your ugly leather boots? And I was like, this is amazing.
Oh my God.
So Sutton and I are like now like friends on Instagram.
Picture Sutton waiting in a line for anything.
She just, I think she just like saw people waiting outside, knew that something was happening, just got her driver to stop, got out of the car. I didn't have a clue. I didn't think she'd know who I was at all. So I was like really thrilled that she knew my name or like,
Like enough to call you. It's like, oh, like.
Nikolai turned. I'm like, Sutton struck? What's happening? It was very surreal.
Well, it's so funny because I feel like there was like a cultural switch a few years ago. Maybe it was like around the pandemic where it used to be like Housewives was this like guilty pleasure.
Sure.
Off in this corner. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you have, it's like you're watching Housewives. Like Rihanna's watching Housewives. Like Jennifer Lawrence is watching. It's like everybody knows who these people are.
Oh, for sure. And it's more exciting. Like in my job, I'm very lucky to meet lots of like very talented, very famous, great people. But I don't get super starstruck with actors. There's a few, of course, I would do. But for me, it's far more exciting to like see a housewife.
Yeah.
Or like a reality part. I'm like, oh my God, it's them. Because that is them. That's not them playing a character. It's just them.
Right.
I once invited Sonia Morgan. Uh-huh. I was in New York. I don't know when I was here. But I slid in her DMs. I was like, do you want to come for a drink? She didn't respond, but I'm not mad at her because I love her. I get very mad at her.
She's so busy.
She's busy. She is an international lifestyle brand, okay?
She was probably at like a wellness retreat and like she's always off in
the bathtub somewhere. But she has my dream life. She owns like this gorgeous, like, you know, 4-story building in New York. She has parties only for gay men in her house. She dates these gorgeous like young models. She just lives her best life. I'm like, Sonia, you're my queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to like, they got to like surprise you with some housewives that
I would die.
Watch What Happens Live.
I would die. I love Sonia with my heart. Yeah. I love Dorinda, but then Slorinda, I feel like she goes too hard for Tinsley and that made me sad.
We need to get you like a weekend at Bluestone Manor or something.
Please, I would die. I would die. I went to the Hamptons this summer, which is like so bougie and so gorgeous. But I was like just dying to see anybody. I just want Ramona Singer to be rude to me. You know what I mean? I love all the blind items about Ramona. Where like she shouted at me and my friend. It was amazing. I was like, yeah, that would be perfect.
It's like, sounds right. Yeah. I'm never going to like...
Unsurprising.
I'm never going to not believe that.
No. But everyone's always like, she looks amazing.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you watching this season of Vanderpump Rules, like post-scandal?
Yes, I am.
So do you keep up like week to week where you're like, oh, it's like Tuesday night, we gotta...
Yeah. So yeah, as I said, the Big Mood cast like are very... We have a Big Mood group chat and then a separate Vanderpump Rules Big Mood group chat.
Oh, you gotta have the
so we analyze. Yeah. And then I was like, what has this show done to me? That when Jax Taylor showed up, I was like... Mm-hmm. I nearly stood up and clapped in my living room because I was so happy to see that man. He is a chaos demon. He came in, he took Tom Sandoval down in a way because a lot of the men on that show, let's be real, don't respect women at all. Mm. So, but then Jax came in and he was like, you look terrible. You look 50. Your new nail polish sucks. And I was like, that's just made me so happy.
It was so wild because when Jax and Brittany left the show a few years ago. Yeah. I feel like everyone was like, thank God, it's been long enough. We've suffered for years.
For sure.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is kind of exactly what I needed.
No, it actually thrilled me to bits. And also Sandoval's face just being like, damn it, I have no comeback to this. Mm-hmm. Because let's face it, he actually was the number one guy in the group and he said it, but it was true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually meeting Brittany tonight and I don't know what to do with myself.
Oh my God.
I know, I'm really excited.
Brittany's sweet. I've met her a couple times.
Oh my God, she's so
like,
cute.
She's like very, she's exactly, you know, very Kentucky, you know.
Yeah. But I was trying to explain to my friend, I was like, the way they speak about Brittany in that show makes me laugh so much because they were also terribly toxic over the years and in lots of different ways. Mm-hmm. But they speak about Brittany like she's Mother Teresa. Yeah. When Jack's treated like, you do not do that to this woman. She is a good woman. She is so good. And I was like, what has she done to her? Like, I'm really excited to meet her. Thrilled. And I actually got DJ James Kennedy to do a cameo for Camilla when we rapped on Big Mood.
Yes.
And one of the best, it's on my Instagram. One of the best things about it is he introduces himself twice.
Yes.
He's like, what up guys? DJ James Kennedy here. Shouting out to the wonderful Camilla. Hey guys, DJ James Kennedy. And I'm like, I think you said your name two times, James.
I feel like he's really good at the self-promo. Like if there's one thing he's going to do, it's like name drop himself yeah, two times in a incredible. Like minute long video.
It's incredible.
I feel like now on Vanderpump Rules, James's girlfriend Allie kind of gets the Mother Teresa treatment. Where it's like,
oh, for sure.
She's going to do our horoscopes. And
I know. And she's being nice to Joe and no one else wants to be nice to Joe.
Oh, what do you think about Joe?
Oh, poor Joe.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, so I'm obviously a millennial, but then when I hear like Gen Z people being like, I hate millennials, I'm like, do you hate millennials or do you hate like YouTubers who are like, hey guys, me and my dog today? I'm like, none of my friends speak like that. But then Joe, I'm like, oh, that I think that's who people meet. It's just like, it's a lot. I'm sure she's really sweet. It's just a lot.
The energy is tough. And I think on Vanderpump Rules now, like in those early seasons, it was very like scrappy. Everybody yeah. was like hustling. But yeah. now it's like, most of these people have been on reality TV for a decade. And yeah. they're like,
they know what they're doing and they're aware.
They know exactly what they're doing. They know how they're coming across. Mm-hmm. And so when you introduce someone who just like isn't quite ready for prime time.
I love that. Yes.
And it's like, that. I mean, I would probably be annoying too.
I know. Poor Joe. And she just really loves Schwartz and he's just like not about it. I think he's like
yeah.
dating a really young girl right now or something.
Yeah. I feel like Schwartz is one of those people where it's like, I don't know if like a serious relationship is really like,
I don't think that's what he needs right now.
Yes.
I really don't think it's what he needs right now.
Like work on yourself.
Oh, massively.
Or just like, I don't know.
And go to a therapist as like a real therapist. And do you remember Jax's therapist?
Yeah.
When Jack went to therapy four times, he's like, okay, I think I'm done. I think I've fixed my...
I actually thought about this as I was watching Big Mood. There is one of the episodes, your character is seeing a yes. therapist played by Sally Phillips.
Sally Phillips. She's a comedy
hysterical.
Icon.
Hysterical.
Oh my God.
And I was thinking about how almost she reminded me a little bit of some of the therapists we see on
For
Bravo.
Sure.
Where it's like, okay, like you have like a degree on the wall, but like... Is this really?
I could see Jax being handed the stability triangle.
Yes.
And like really trying to make a go of that.
That episode fucking killed me, Nicola.
Oh my God.
I was dying at the stability triangle.
She is so funny. Like I adore Sally Phillips. We shot that in the second week because we filmed the whole show in 7 weeks. It was a super short yeah. period. But I love her. She's an icon to me. Like her in Veep as yes. the Finnish Prime Minister.
I was going to say, I know she's done a ton of stuff in the
so
UK.
Much.
But for me, like... When I see her, I'm like, that's Minna.
Minna Hakkinen, I know, right? She's so funny.
She's
but
like four episodes of Veep or something.
Oh, and but just like, so iconic. Yeah. Like, so one of the best ever, in that brilliant show, one of the best ever characters in it.
Yeah.
But she was just so great and came onto set and was like ready to play. And like, we like improv'd like a little bit and she just is, I just love her so much.
I feel like it's a fun show in that way that every episode is a very different flavor. It's
for
like,
sure.
It's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
We have this birthday party one. There's one where you're at like in the woods at that like Renaissance
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
fair looking.
Which I always say to people, looks so fun. It was the least fun to film.
Was it cold?
It was cold. It was muddy. It was stressful. We had no time. We had 2 days to shoot the episode. One of the actors got ill with COVID, so a scene had to be rewritten. Camilla, who created the show, she was crying in a tent. And I was like, please don't cry. We'll fix this. So we were like, is comedy fun? I'm like, sometimes. Sometimes it's really stressful. The rest of the show is a delight though, and I love them. And we've actually become all really, really good friends, which is lovely. But yeah.
I mean, there's definitely there's room for season two, I think.
I hope so. I really hope so. Yeah, because it's like, I think Camilla really wanted to. It's really funny doing a comedy that deals with a really serious topic, yes, like bipolar disorder. And I think she really wanted to do, and I think did incredibly well in the script, is making sure Maggie as a character, like, she has bipolar disorder. She's going through like depressive episodes, manic episodes, but still deep down, she's a really funny woman. Mm-hmm. And that's never lost. And even in episode 6, which is a super, super dark episode, and like, yeah, more on the drama scale than, it's very different to episode 1, let's say, Maggie still like got her sense of humor and her grit there. And I think it's so important that we remember that.
Yeah, that even when somebody is in a bad place with,
yeah,
you know, a mental illness or something that they're, mm-hmm, dealing with, like, that those other pieces of them are still
there. They're still there. Yeah. And there's a lot of, it's funny because Camilla and I, like, we love reality TV so much. And there's a lot of like references in there. There's like Murder Wives was a show, yeah, that she created.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, or was it Real Housewives of Mass Murder? She changed it.
Like that. It
and like... I was like, I would watch that show. It was like, was it still in there? It was like, I heard Ted Bundy's Widow is Wild. Mm-hmm. Or did that not make it? I can't remember.
I think Eddie says that.
Eddie, yeah, says that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then there, she's watching Say Yes to the Dress at one point. And, oh, actually, I remembered another Vanderpump thing that's in Big Mood.
Okay.
So my character, Maggie, really hates Will, this really sweet boy that's, yes, Eddie's other best friend. But I was in like a deep Lala phase. Time. So when Maggie is like so insanely rude to Will, I was like, oh, I'll just Lala him. So I literally did like those like Lala hand claps, like, can you take care of the bar or not? And in which I would never like do in my real life, but I was like, it was very fun just to like be Lala Kent in that moment.
That's incredible. Yeah. I feel like that's one thing, like watching reality TV, I imagine like when you're building these characters, yeah, and like it's like you're getting so much like richness of these people.
100%.
And you like, I remember I saw Sarah Paulson's doing a play right now.
Right.
And she did in an interview, she said that like, there's a little bit of Meredith Marks in her character that she's doing.
It's so helpful because it is like, you know, everyone's like, it's fun, silly, entertaining, but it's like anthropology. You're watching human nature. You're watching how people react. You're watching how strange people can be. And in these circumstances and human foibles and all that, like it is, it's rich breeding ground. Because I also think like sometimes when actors try and copy other actors' performances, I can really see that, mm-hmm, and I'm like, but you're just doing a copy of what's already a creation of someone else. Whereas when you look at real human beings are way weirder,
yeah,
and more extreme, and like the way they speak is strange and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, reality TV, it feeds my imagination, mm-hmm, in a massive, massive way. Also, it switches my brain off because when you work in like scripted stuff like TV and movies, sometimes you're like, what was that director and that actor was in this? And oh yeah, and would I have made that choice and would I? Mm-hmm. Whereas reality TV, my brain could just go,
oh. Yeah. Yeah. Spring has sprung, and that means it is time for some spring cleaning. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring ones, make sure you are using Ibotta to get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're shopping smarter, not harder, no matter what you are purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of a spring wardrobe refresh, a new warm weather bedding set, or a flight for that summer getaway you've been eyeing. Other apps, they give you points that don't amount to much. But with Ibotta, you just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and you get real cash that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including all your favorite grocery stores, Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying by using the code MENTION when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code MENTION. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code MENTION.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Wait, I want to ask you some like fun little unserious questions.
Let's do it.
Okay, so you have been in like three big shows now that everybody loves. I mean, Big Mood, everybody's gonna love. That's
thank
like
the you. Next.
But Derek Girls and Bridgerton, yes, are like huge. Everybody is like, you know, oh my God, Nicholas, like, whatever. I want you to pick a Bravo person, a Bravo celebrity who would fit in like the universe of all three of these shows.
Oh my God. Okay.
So like who from Housewives or Vanderpump would like show up on Bridgerton?
What was the sister on New Jersey, the gay sister, Kathy's sister?
Oh, Rosie.
I want her to be a nun in Derry Girls. I want her to be Sister Michael's either best friend turned nemesis or nemesis turned best friend.
That's a good pull.
I can see her in The Habit. Don't you see it?
That's unreal.
Okay, then for Bridgerton, is it Karen? Is it Huger? How you say her name? I'm not super affable. I've only watched little bits of it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm not au fait with the Houses of Potomac. What am I talking about? But she's giving Danbury vibes.
She would like. It's very like on Potomac, they always say like the word on the street, like the streets are saying.
Right, right, right.
So I see like that's you in Bridgerton.
Right. I know.
Word on the street.
OK, I could see that.
And what about Big Mood?
A Big Mood. Oh, my God. Oh. I feel like I would like DJ James Kennedy to come and like DJ at Wet Mouth.
He would just be like he would be playing himself, but with like no explanation.
I don't think we need to explain it. And Camilla would be like, if like touchwood, we get a season two, I'm going to be like, let's get him in. Let's get him in there.
He would respond to the DM.
We as a cast did a Vanderpump Bravo themed party at my house. I had Lisa Vanderpump record a cameo as an invitation.
Yes.
I dressed up as Lisa. My friend dressed up as Peter. I'm going to show you a picture of her.
Did you post pictures of this?
I did.
Okay.
I did. She looked so much like Peter. Peter Madrigal from Sir, it was insane that Peter reposted like three different pictures of my friend Amalia, who plays Anya in Big Mood.
Yes.
Robert Gilbert, who plays Will in Big Mood, dressed up as Ariana Maddox in her yellow like tracksuit. I can't think of what you call it in the US. Like sweatsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like 1-800 Boys Lie. He had that made. He wore a wig. Eamon Farron dressed as Jax Taylor with the nose job. Luke Featherston, who's in the show, with the octopus costume, he dressed up as like a hot guy from Pump, which was perfect because he's like the most beautiful man.
The waiter uniform.
Yeah, hot waiter. my friend, oh my God, Alison Dubois.
Oh, the medium, yeah.
The medium with the vape.
He'll never.
And then her friend dressed as the bunny. God. The bunny from, it was amazing.
That is so good.
And the commitment. Meemaw's beer cheese. It was just like nacho cheese, like put in a bowl. But,
I mean, the beer cheese doesn't exist.
It doesn't. I think it does now in his restaurant.
That's Brittany.
It sounds good to me. I had Meemaw's beer cheese. I had It's Not About the Pasta salad. Mm-hmm. I made pumptinis. They were strong.
You really went for this.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had a sign on my bathroom door that says, are people doing coke in your bathroom? And I forgot to take it down. And then people came over. They're like, what? I was like, no, that's not. That's not this house. That's not my vibe.
The vibes have shifted here.
No, it's not that. It's really not that. No, that is not me.
I want to ask if you have like some like, I guess like superlatives, but so who, if you have like a favorite Bravo villain, who would it be?
Oh God, that's hard. That is really hard. I don't know. Should I just give it to Jax because of the joy? Nice. Also, he literally looks like a Disney villain at some points. Like the time when Sandoval like punched him in the face. And he looked up and there was like blood streaming from his nose. And he was like, ugh. I was like.
Jax Taylor is very like Gaston from Beauty and the Beast.
100%. Come to life. Yeah, 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 yeah. Like no quibble with that. I think he's a really good one. And he plays into it as well.
Totally.
There's a certain level with like, there's certain people on reality TV. I'm like, I'm sure I would be your friend. I'm not sure that you know how to do this. And there's like such a fine balance of like playing to the cameras. Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like the new New York girls.
Yeah.
Also, I'm like. I'm enjoying it, but I'm also like, respect who came before you. Don't be like making fun of the other girls.
Did you see they're all coming back for?
I did not think Jenna Lyons was coming back.
I know. Nobody did.
Her. But I also love how unbothered she is.
Yeah.
She's just like there. Her apartment, please. I die for that apartment.
I know. I'm how many clothes do you have? What?
It's
like
the shoes? It's so gorge.
Yeah. Real estate on New York is.
Oh my God, it's killer. If you didn't even care about reality TV and you just loved nice houses, I'd be like, you need to watch that show.
Yeah.
I like Bryn. I feel like there's potential there, but I don't like them slagging off the old New York.
Okay.
I would like to see a few more weaved in.
Make note, ladies. Don't respect your elders.
Respect your elders, for sure.
Okay, what's your favorite Bravo friendship? Like two people that you love together?
A lot of them have fallen apart and it makes me really sad. I know. It's irreparable now and this is more in the past, but when like all of Bethany's friendships falling apart.
Yeah.
It's funny. I had once had a general meeting with this like big production company in Hollywood on Zoom because it was COVID. But we started talking about different projects and whatever. And then it started, we started talking about Bethany. And we started, and we were like, she just doesn't want to let anyone get close because of the relationship with their parents. Yeah. She's just, you know, she's holding everyone at an arm's length. And it's a lot. But her fight, like, her when she fell out with Jill Zarin, and when she fell out with Carol.
It's tough.
But I'm just like, you're pushing everyone away. So those like hurt me when that.
Yeah.
I think currently, I think Katie Maloney is a really good friend to Ariana.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she's just a genuinely like a good person.
Totally.
I feel like, would she be happier away from reality TV? Maybe.
Maybe.
Because I feel like she would just live her best life.
I feel like we might be like nearing that point where some of them like hang up the
I think so, but I feel like she'll go on saddle. And do other shit that she's going to love. Because I feel like she's just like a good egg. She just gives me like nice energy.
Katie. You're in New York right now. Are you going to see Ariana in Chicago?
Oh my God, I want to. I invited her to the Big Me premiere because we met her at SNL.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's really good in Chicago.
I'm so happy for her.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for her. And I when I was watching the season of Vanderpump, I was ready for her to have like a villain moment. And I was like, if you get horrendously cheated on, you should have a grace period in which you're kind of allowed to be a bit of a dick. Yeah. Like that should be okay. Like her life blew up. It was not fair. But then I was like, you know, everyone was talking about this season, what's going to happen. And from what I've seen, I haven't seen the very latest episode. I don't think she's been acting like a villain. I think she's been very respectful. I think her boundaries have been put in.
Yeah, I think people have tried to make her look unreasonable for reacting the way that a lot of people would react.
I think jealousy is a disease and they should get better soon. I do. I think they're being jealous of her and trying to make it about other stuff. I'm like, well, she's saying this. Mm-hmm. I think she's been quite chill really about the whole thing. She is, people are like, she's not getting on with her life. I'm like, she went and did Dancing with the Stars, to everyone's chagrin. She's doing Chicago. Like she's doing well.
She's busier than any of us. Well, she actually, maybe not you, but
but she doesn't seem like she's that bothered by what's going on. Like she's really moved. And everyone else is like, but she's doing. I'm like, you're just mad because she's doing all this shit, which is you not being a good friend to her, frankly.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, get well soon. What a note to end on. I mean, I'm so talking about this with you is just amazing.
I could stay here all day.
And I'm so glad that your new show is coming out. Bridgerton's back soon too.
Back just, soon. Yeah, back in May.
Busy on busy on busy. But
yeah.
Big Mood is streaming on Tubi in the US.
April 19th.
April 19th. Yeah. I love, honestly, Tubi is cool because it's free. Anybody can watch it.
I know.
It.
I'm very excited by that.
Like my mom doesn't have to ask me for a password.
You can literally just watch it. It's all going to be there for you. It's really cool because we, you know, made the show and we're so proud of it. And then we were like, I don't know if it will ever like come to the States. And it got bought for America before we came out in the UK and Ireland, which we were like, that's insane.
It's incredible.
Been bought in Australia too. So we're
I love that it's coming out like around the same time. So it doesn't have to be like, oh, she did that show last year. When do I get to watch it? Like,
no, I know.
It's here. It's coming.
Yeah. It's exciting. I'm excited for people to see it.
Well, thank you for being
here.
Thank you
so much.
So fun. Thanks everyone for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show. Watch Big Mood when it comes out on Tubi on April 19th. And until next time, be cool. Don't be all like uncool. Mention It All is produced by Dylan Hafer, Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Sausmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Dylan Hafer and Ali Friedlander. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches.